Recently, Supreme Master Qinghai graciously allowed our association members to gather for an international seminar. It was a joyous occasion as master and disciples reunited to meditate and pray for peace. During this precious time, Supreme Master Qinghai also spoke of the teachings of past masters and answered the spiritual questions of our association members. The following is a discussion with Supreme Master Qinghai with the theme, True Connection and Lasting Healing Power, which took place on August 21, 2008 during the International Seminar.
I watched that friends of mine, they are working also with this reconnected healing. They did the course by this medical doctor. The first time
they made this course with him, they had much power and healing happened.
Like what kind of power?
A friend of mine, she was at home and a patient was in the hospital, in the intensive hospital, and the daughter called that my friend should give her a distant healing. And she was sitting in her chair, and after two distant healings, the man said he can hear always the words in his head, stand up and go home, you're healed. Mm-hmm. And this man didn't have contact with spiritual things before, and the wire he had in his stomach after the operation, it was going out of his stomach. And the medical doctor can't explain this.
I don't mean this. I don't mean they don't have power. Yes, but there are two, three kinds of power. How long can you heal this person? For example, you heal him today, if he doesn't change his way of life, he gets sick again and double, treble, because the interest rate. What you don't pay the bank today, you pay tomorrow. And the longer you prolong your payment, the more interest you will pay. The only healing power, lasting and real, is come from ourselves by being compassionate and true and noble. That's the only lasting healing power, not the borrow one. So, for example, one of you is sick or something like that. She don't need to tell me nothing. I don't need to sit on the chair and do healing session or nothing. It's just automatic. Yes? Okay? That's one thing. I don't even need to know about it.
From where does this healing energy come then? I want to understand this from the stories I told you.
They came from astral power.
Okay.
I have told you at the time of initiation, when you reach astral level, you have many magical power. You could even manifest things, give it to people. You could disappear, you could go through war and all that. If you're at it very intensively, you have all kind of magical power you can imagine. But this is not the goal of our practice. The goal is to reach ourselves again, to have a complete power that we have, not just astral power, not just second level power, but the complete power, that we are that. Healing power is just one aspect of our being. And if we concentrate on that alone, then we don't go a little further than that.
The last thing to understand it completely, when people come and wants to have this reconnection, and I know that it's not the I that it's giving, can this harm me or can this somehow hinder me to follow my path, to go on the next level?
It's very difficult to understand that it's not I, the one who do it. Since somebody will sit in the chair and then send some distant healing, it's difficult to deny the ego of the outcome of it. It's difficult to tell the mind that it's not I who sit in the chair, it's not I who send the power. You know, it's very difficult for the ego to accept that. And if you can do that, and it's fine for you.
Okay.
I wish you good luck.
Thank you very much, Master.
Yeah. But I would not really recommend. But you are free, as I said already. The Buddha has the most powerful magician called, in Sanskrit, Moggala, the one that we have celebrated recently in the festival of Ulamba, the one who could go to hell and visit his mother in hell, the one who could go to different level of heaven and check out different planets. And when he died, it was because of his magical power. The people who lost in the battle of magical power with him, because they have less power than he did, they kill him by some physical means, not by magic. So anyway, the Buddha have warned him not to keep showing the magical power to outside people. Don't let other people know about it, and should not use it at random, but he did not listen. He went out to compete and all that. So later on, he incurred a lot of enmity, and that's how he died. Well, his soul will be rescued by Buddha, of course. There's no problem about that. But what I mean is, magical power is not the safest way to rely on, eh? Put it that way. He could even go to the hell, because his mother treated the Sangha, mean the assembly of the Buddha, very badly. According to the story, she even cheated them. She put meat in the food and all that, because she knows they are vegetarian, but she cheated them and all that, all kind of bad things she did. And she looked down upon the Sangha, the practitioners like you are right now. Not necessarily the monk only, whoever practiced the Kuan Yin method with the Buddha at that time, she looked down upon. So she has to go to hell. And she could not even eat anything in hell, keep burning fire all the time. And Moggallana is a powerful magician. He has a lot of magical power. He can even go to that hell. Nobody could be allowed to go there. You know, alive even. He was still alive, and he went to hell to visit his mother, because he knows his mother is suffering greatly in hell, without food and hungry and get burned all day all night. So he went there to try using his magical power to manifest some food and give it to her. But every time the morsel reached her throat, it become turned into burning coal due to her bad karma. Because anything you do to a true spiritual practitioner is the greatest sin you can ever do. If you kill a normal person, it is already very, very grave. But if you cheat or insult the Sangha, mean the true practitioner, like the Kuan Yin method practitioner, who is truthful, who is virtuous, who is vegetarian, and who is meditating of peace and kindness and everything like that. If you harm any of these persons, even Jesus say, shake the dirt out of your feet in front of any of the house who treated you like badly. Shake the dust off your feet from that house, because they're going to be really in hell, in a terrible retribution. So Moggallana, his mother was so terrible that she treated all the monks and the disciples with disdain and very, very disrespectful and bad to them, and make them eat meat and all that when she give them offering. So anyway, so she has to go to hell, burning hell like that. And even her son is a disciple of the master. Buddha cannot even help, because she knows it and she did it. Not like she doesn't know and ignorant. She knows everything and she did the contrary. So that was her retribution. And even her son, who's so powerful in magic, cannot help her. He could even manifest food in hell, in the hungry hell. He manifests food right there and give it to her. He's very powerful. One of the foremost disciples of the Buddha, the close disciples, and a monk, so virtuous and so good, still cannot help the mother because she was too bad. She harmed the true practitioner. That's why. And so after he know that he's not powerful enough, so he has to go back and beg with the Buddha then. And the Buddha say it takes all the disciples to have one mother, such a bad one. Take all the merit of all the whole Sangha assembly, the whole true practitioner assembly at that time, disciples of the Buddha, who came from a 3 months retreat even in the mountain. Such a powerful Sangha only then can help his mother. Moggallana has to go and buy fruit, vegetable, food, 5 kinds of different color fruit, not just one fruit, not just a mango or a papaya, have to have 5 kinds. The Buddha lists it all. And he has to wait until what day, what month, that all the retreat monks and Sangha, the true practitioner, came out to see the Buddha out of the retreat. That time they are powerful. After the summer retreat, they are very powerful, full of blessing and full of store of merit and divine power. And he has to offer all of this to all of them. He must have been working day and night then as a monk. He must have got a part-time job or something after that. Because being a monk, how he has all this money, you know? He must have gone out and worked. Because you cannot go back for that, you have to buy it by yourself. And so the whole list the Buddha gave him, what to do, what to do, what to do, and offer to whom and whom and whom. And then mother was saved. Can you imagine? That's why I keep telling you guys, magical power is not the way. It's good for a little bit, fun. And it's maybe postpone some sickness or misery, postponing, delaying. But you cannot bribe the Lord of Karma. It has to be from inside. You have to be good. Then you can be healed forever, now and hereafter. Are you happy with my answer? But conclusion is, you do what you want, what your heart feels good. But I'm just telling you the information. Except you don't eat meat, you don't drink alcohol, you don't smoke, you don't drug, and you meditate. Everything else you do at your cost.
Can you say stories? When you say that when you have the power and then you don't want to know you have that power. So I read, it's a really beautiful story. I only read a bit. I don't know much about him, but yes. He was saying that he didn't want to know. So always his shadow was healing and doing the miracles. I thought it was so beautiful. Uh-huh. When I read it, I said, oh, that's so okay. Nice. An interesting thing is sometimes I have migraine, and then when I'm doing the sound, it's totally gone. But then, unfortunately, when it ends, and then the migraine comes back.
Sometimes.
Yes.
Continue for a while.
I'm not asking. It's nothing
I know.
Heal, you
it's
know
just
what I mean?
Automatic.
It's interesting. Maybe one day will be different.
And then it'll be gone forever. Keep doing, and then one day it'll be gone for good. It won't even come back. There are a little bad karma that you have right now.
Okay.
And do as much quantity as you can. Of course, proportionally,
yes.
The sound and the light. Do as long as you can.
Okay.
And then with the time, it'll be gone. Well, thank God it's only some time you have migraine, not all the time.
Yes, I don't have all the time.
Understand.
It's only very interesting
thank
how
God,
such a painful pain can go...
Just by doing the sound
yes,
meditation.
Yeah. And then sometimes you would not do it because you were in pain and you said, oh, you know, I
how
can't
can
sit
I do
down
it?
And do
yes.
it. But it's the opposite.
It's the opposite.
It's the yeah.
Just try to do it and then the result will come immediately. I told you many times. Yeah. I don't tell lie to you. I tell only the truth. Not just migraine, but that is the most revealing. It's most obvious to you. You
yes,
can see right away.
Yeah.
Anything else you don't see very well. You know,
yeah.
Like sometimes you have hidden cancer you don't know yet. And it's also gone before the doctor even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Before you even know it. It heals so many things in your body, not just to talk about spirit. But you don't know it because you don't know.
Yes.
Not just a migraine. It's just a migraine. It's so obvious that you know immediately.
That's
see?
True. Yes.
Yes.
Can I ask one other?
Sure, sure, of course.
It's about the wisdom that we are talking before, the wisdom, and practicing the Kuan Yin, you develop your wisdom. sometimes you get a bit of a message or something.
Yeah.
And then it's so quick, and then it's gone. And then you lose it. And then later on, you will realize that you were in touch with that before. But maybe, I don't know, not ready, able to get it and to use it.
You got it. You got it. You got it. Just your brain didn't get it. Your mind didn't get it. But once you get it, you won't lose it. How you expect the brain or the mind to store all these wonderful things that's out of this world for you? Okay. Once you get it, you get it. You just want to hold on to it in the brain. It doesn't work that way. What you get, you get. It's good. It will be adding, adding until you're completely enlightened.
Mm.
Okay?
Yeah.
But you already progress as much as our brain can capish. That's the thing. Everything else is just belonging to the higher sphere, and it's difficult for us to calculate here. That's why sometimes you feel like you're still not yet that intelligent the way you want. But you are. Don't worry. What I'm dealing with is just your ego. Not you, but I mean everybody sometimes. I have to cut it as much as I can.
It was a pleasure to have you with us today for Between Master and Disciples. Healthy Living is up next right after Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television. Farewell and heaven bless.